This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Whatever you might be watching on TV or on your screen of choice next week, you can be sure media company executives and ad buyers are going to be tuning into something called the Upfronts. That's the big to-do every year that the major TV networks have to show off their new lineups and, not coincidentally, to sell the ads that will help pay for them. The Hollywood Reporter says the broadcasters are hoping to net about $9 billion in ad commitments, which would be nice for them, but also a very tough sell because streaming. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
If this high-stakes competition for viewers' eyeballs and advertisers' dollars were a bingeable TV drama, the cliffhanger at the end of each episode would be something like, can Network X sell enough ads to broadcast another day? Analyst Jack Myers at Media Village.
The overarching narrative is declining traditional ratings on real-time scheduled viewing and the continuing increase in viewers watching on platforms like Hulu, Netflix.
Myers says those companies mostly pay for programming by charging a subscription. Viewers are getting used to less advertising and ad prices are down. Fox and NBC are moving to run fewer, shorter ads to cut down on clutter and try to bring advertisers back, says analyst Brad Adgate.
We're bombarded with ads. The more ads that you see, the less you're going to remember them.
The broadcasters pitch to advertisers, less is worth more, so
they're going to want advertisers to pay a premium for that.
Amanda Lotz studies media at the University of Michigan, and she says in this drama, don't lose sight of the characters who stand to gain the most, us. We don't have to pay for cable when so much is available on demand.
For a consumer, what's actually happening is great because for now, we have more choice than we did before.
And choice means viewers can watch what they want, when they want, to see how the cliffhangers turn out. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.